He has been described as a Charles de Gaulle for Iraq, a respected military commander in exile who could organize armed opposition and topple the regime of Saddam Hussein from the inside. 3 years ago, General Nizar Khosraji found refuge and an operational base in Denmark. He also has found big legal problems, an investigation into war crimes against Iraq's minority Kurds that may dash his hopes of becoming Iraq's new leader. NPR's Nick Spicer prepared this report.
I'm General Khosraji. I belong to Iraq. I went with others to work hard to topple the present regime of Saddam Hussein.
The general sounds determined, although a court has just decided he cannot leave Danish soil for another month. So there's no way of heading to parts of Iraq free of the control of Saddam Hussein and preparing his overthrow. Iraqi Kurds living in this same small town recognized Khosraji during Danish language lessons. They went to the police, and the former commander of Iraq's armed forces found himself blocked because of accusations that he played a role in the slaughter of thousands of Kurds in Iraq during the 1980s.
My name is Birgitte Westberg. I am Danish, and at the moment I am serving as chief prosecutor of the Office of Special International Crimes.
Westberg hasn't yet charged the general, but she's investigating him for war crimes when he was a senior commander in Iraq's army. She's about 60, prim and petite, and just as determined as Khosraji. Some things just don't enter into her line of reasoning, such as geopolitics and plans to topple dictators.
He may want it. I don't know if anyone else wants it. I just couldn't care less. We have our investigation, and that's my job to go on with that.
This is a map of Iraq. This is Baghdad.
Mohammed Farik Hassan sketches his homeland in a hotel lobby. It is a geography of painful memory. The Iraqi Kurd is a novelist who has written about Operation Anfal. Human Rights Watch calls Anfal the mass murder of tens of thousands of Iraqi Kurds, in part through poison gas attacks, notably on the town of Halabja. All reasons why Hassan is worried about the general's possible return.
I say to American, please don't let him to be president of Iraq, because if he become president of Iraq, that means we are waiting for another Anfal operation. We are waiting for another Halabja.
Much of Anfal went almost unnoticed during the long and bloody Iran-Iraq war. Human Rights Watch says the operation was overseen by a cousin of Saddam Hussein's, Ali Hassan al-Majid. So General Khosraji says the Danish prosecutor has got the wrong man.
He is the man who worked against the Kurds. At that time, all my concentration and my duty was to fight the Iranians.
The general likes to point out that Kurds helped him flee Iraq in 1996. As it turns out, the main Iraq Kurd leaders are now lending a hand in the general's defense.
They sent three letters to the Danish justice minister, say that General Khosraji have nothing to do with either Halabja or Al-Anfal, and he is a very good friend of the Kurdish people.
Letters like that don't impress Prosecutor Westberg, however. She says she wants to talk to witnesses of war crimes, not to Kurds whose views may be politically motivated.
They don't want exiled officers to be investigated, because that will keep other officers from defecting.
Westberg says her investigation won't be over for at least 3 months, and that things could take longer. Khosraji says that delay will help the people he blames for his predicament.
That's the problem. You know, all these things had arranged by the regime and its intelligence and its agents. And their aim is to paralyze me here. And they did. And unfortunately, here, the government and the others, they didn't want to know that they are dancing on the music played by Saddam Hussein.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Sorø, Denmark.